The Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has said the full resources of An Garda Síochána are available to the team investigating the murder of 17-year-old Keane Mulready Woods. The teenager was murdered and his remains dismembered before being left at a number of locations in Dublin. A house in Rathmullen Park in Drogheda in County Louth remains sealed off as forensic specialists continue a detailed examination of the property today. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
The results of DNA tests released by the Gardaí last night confirm that human limbs found in Coolock in Dublin on Monday night are those of Keane Mulready Woods, the 17-year-old Drogheda boy. Similar tests are also expected to confirm today or tomorrow that human remains found in a burning car in Ballybock yesterday morning are also those of Keane Mulready Woods. A house and property at the rear of Rathmullen Park in Drogheda remains sealed off as Garda and Forensic Science Ireland specialists continue a meticulous forensic examination of the scene. Gardaí believe Keane was murdered as part of the ongoing feud between two criminal gangs in Drogheda. Chief Superintendent Christy Mangan said the warring factions are intent on inflicting the maximum damage on each other. He also said the gangs wanted to control parts of society through cocaine and finance lifestyles through drugs and intimidation, but he insisted the Gardaí were not going to allow that to happen.
The general election campaign today will focus on Brexit and the economy, with both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael set to raise these issues this morning. Party leaders are also canvassing around the country today. The first day of the campaign was dominated by housing. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
The Fine Gael leader, Leo Varadkar, will today set out his party's plan for more jobs by aiming to get the best Brexit deal for the country. Mr. Varadkar will say that this would ideally mean a zero tariff, free trade agreement between the EU and the UK. As Fine Gael gets ready to unveil this plan, the Labour Party leader has called on the party to be more humble on the role it played in the Brexit negotiations to date. Brendan Howland said it had got consistent all-party support and had the backing of some of the finest public servants in Europe. Fianna Fáil too will focus on Brexit and the economy today. Sinn Féin will commit to bringing the pension age back to 65 years.
Further traffic disruption is expected in Dublin city centre today as farmers who are seeking better prices for cattle continue their protest. More than 60 tractors and dozens of other agricultural vehicles remain parked in and around Merrion Square and St Stephen's Green overnight. Several road closures in the city centre are in place. Five siblings in direct provision who hope to become doctors and computer scientists have had their deportations postponed pending a review, following a last-minute intervention by the Minister for Justice, Charlie Flanagan. The asylum seekers arrived in Ireland from Saudi Arabia 2 years ago. They were told of plans to deport them last Friday after being refused international protection. Now the time is 3:30 past eight.
RTE Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks. Stay safe, stay clear when working near overhead electricity wires. For emergencies, call 1850 372 999.
It'll be windy today. This morning, there'll be outbreaks of rain. That'll be heavy at times. It'll become drier in the afternoon. Highest temperatures will range from 8 to 11 degrees in strong and gusty winds with gales along coasts. Winds will moderate later, and there's a warning of south to southeast gales for a time today on all coastal waters and on the Irish Sea. Winds will occasionally reach strong gale force.